just kind of just recap a little bit of the things that she talked about. She encouraged us, the message encouraged us to wake up, to know that there's going to be this time of leading and praying, and that we're actually going to have to fight back to the enemy. Amen? That the enemy is just not going to relent, and we're going to have to be ready to fight. The message reminded us that we were born for this hour. Give me a praise God for that. She even brought up that we were born to live through 2020 of all things, and that there is a reason why we're here, and that we have a kingdom role. Listen, you guys, we are kingdom builders. And that she was encouraging us to take that active role of being a part of that. And then also just a really unique look at the second mile. How many of you guys remember that part? Talking about that God's going to call us to have to go the second mile sometimes. Sometimes it's great and sometimes it can be very inconvenient, but a great message. And then this past Wednesday, Chuck Gosnell, who basically runs our Wednesday night prayer and all of that that takes place that night, he spoke a second message for Breakthrough called Refocus. If you didn't catch that, I really do encourage you to go home, get on Facebook, get on YouTube, and make sure you find Chuck's message entitled Refocus. And his message walked us through this amazing prayer that Paul prayed for the church of Ephesus. And in that message that he talked about, he went into it very intricately and kind of showed us how it applies to us today with things like this: fighting apathy, seeking wisdom and revelation, knowing the hope of God's calling on our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Knowing that we are in Him, and that in our breakthrough comes understanding. Praise the Lord. So today I just want to talk to you very quickly about a Spirit-led breakthrough. I'm going to get right into the scripture. It's found in 1 Chronicles chapter 14. We're going to read verses 1 and 2 and then skip to verse 8. And it says this right here. That, and Hiram, king of Shur, sent messengers to David and cedar trees, also masons and carpenters, to build a house for him. And David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, and that his kingdom was highly exalted for the sake of his people, Israel. Then skipping to verse 8. Now when the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to search for David. And David heard of it and went out against them. Then the Philistines went and made a raid on the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand?" And the Lord said to him, "Go up, for I will deliver them into your hand." So they went up to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there. And then David said, "God has broken through my enemies by my hand like a breakthrough." Everybody say breakthrough. Like a breakthrough of water. Therefore, they called the name of that place Baal Perazim. So the four thoughts that come out of what we just read is this right here. That we have been established, that we are on the enemy's radar, and that we must be spirit God-led, and that we will experience breakthrough. Give me a praise God. My journey through COVID-19 was brutal. I know that I have a buddy that posted something on Facebook the other day that in this past year of COVID, they've lost, I think it's 10 family members. I almost lost my father to COVID, but praise God, the Lord healed him. And so I didn't lose my life, but it was brutal. I remember when I first felt the symptoms on the 28th of December, and I started making calls to Patient First, and they're just putting me off, wait and see if this happens. And immediately I was telling them, I could tell like within the first couple of days with the headaches, and I go, "It's going to get in my chest, I'm going to get pneumonia, I can just tell how my body reacts to this stuff." And I made multiple calls, and I finally went in just to go and get the COVID test. They finally said, "Come in, get the test." So I went in to get the test, and I don't know if you guys know Tony Sanchez. He attends the church here, but he's one of the PAs there or the nurses, and he came in, and he could tell I was sick, and I think he was actually taking it easy on me, because when he did the nose swab, he barely went into my nostril, barely. I've heard they go up into your brain almost sometimes, you know, but he was taking it easy on his pastor, but I was so thankful. Well, I go home, A couple days later, I find out that I am positive, and so I'm calling him. I'm like, well, you know, what do I do? You know, what? You know, they're just putting me off, and I'm got the suffering with these headaches every day, and my chest is getting worse and all this. Well, finally, after about, you know, 10, 12 days of this, I just decided I'm going in, I'm going back, and I'm just going to beg them to help me. How many of you guys have ever been that sick where you're just like, somebody please, you know, help me? And at this time, I had had 18 days of straight migraines. My lungs were killing me, and I go in, I was just sick, I was done, I had given up. I don't know how many times in your life that you've been so sick to where you just felt like, well, God, if you did take me, at least I wouldn't have to go through this tomorrow. First time that ever happened to me was just a really ignorant night in my young, I'm gonna just say that, okay? When I was young, had a really ignorant night. Another time was my junior year at Bethany University. I had the flu so bad that I couldn't get out of bed, and my roommates were so scared of how sick I was and that they were afraid I was going to get them, and so they called my parents to come and get me to check me into a hotel in Northern California, just kind of close to the deal, just to get me out of there. And I remember being so sick with a trash bag on my chest, and you can imagine what I was using that trash bag for. And I was going, God, if you do take me, just don't let me drop this trash bag. I didn't want to mess it up. Well, anyway, the other one, and the last one was this one. I was so sick that, you know, they came in at one point and they had a shot of antibiotics and they had a shot of Turtadol to try to break the headaches that was going on. And I was so sick that I couldn't even help them to get my pants, because they had to go into the shots had to go down here. So they were having to pull my pants down halfway, rolling me over to give me a shot, rolling me over to give me the other shot, and then they said, we're going to turn the lights out and we're going to leave you in here for 30 minutes because we need to watch you. So here I am, I'm laying on my back in the dark with my pants halfway down my waist, and I just don't care anymore. And then right then is when God came in and had a conversation with me. Guys, I can't tell you how many people in this church right here that have gone through COVID or have known people that that God had come and talked to them specifically about what he was going to do for them beyond their healings, okay? And so here I am, and so multiple people, all this. So he goes, you've had your shots. This is what God said to me. You came and got your prescription that you've been calling for, and he says, but now I've come to be with you. And I have to admit something to you. I want to be totally transparent. We started the fast and the praying, I think, on the 4th of January. And I remember even laying there kind of complaining when I was in there waiting for them to come give me shots. Like, Lord, of all the times that you've called us to fast, that I'm going through COVID, and it was horrible. And I just remember kind of going through that whole thing and just kind of complaining and all this. And guys, here's the thing, is that I was resting on the prayers of the people that were giving them to me. And I'm thankful for them. But what God began to show me was that I myself wasn't calling out to him for my healing. I just wasn't there. I wasn't being active in it. I wasn't seeking him the way that I should. And in fact, I wasn't even seeking him for the year of 2021. But all of a sudden, his spirit flooded the room. I've got two knots, one on each hip, that felt like the size of golf balls. And he comes in with his spirit, and I could feel his presence. And this was his word to me, and I believe it's for the church. You can't do this without me. I created you. It was me that called you. You are walking my plan out, my purpose for your life. It's what I've given you. Let my spirit lead you. Do not take one step without the leading of my Holy Spirit. He reminded me that it was my son, Jesus, who gave his life for you, for your sins, for your salvation, for your healing, and for your tomorrow. And I knew right then and there, church, I knew right then and there that this was not just about me being healed. Is everybody with me? It wasn't about that, but he was reminding me that I can't do 2021 without his Holy Spirit. My breakthrough will be 100% Spirit-led and God-given. And there is a trap that we set for ourselves sometimes. And Chuck kind of even touched on it a little bit on Wednesday of another trap. But the trap that I know that we set for ourselves sometimes, sometimes we do it rarely, and then maybe we do it more often than we want to. And that is, we will say things like, I can do it on my own. I can do it. And here's the common typical response that we will say with our mouths. We'll say, I know what I'm doing. Or we'll say, I've done this 1,000 times. I've got the experience. I know what I'm doing. I can do this. But what we forget sometimes is that the reason we know what we are doing or why we have the experiences we have, all, everybody say all. All abilities have come from God and the leading of His Holy Spirit. Every gift, every talent, it's God-given. That's why we have anything and everything that we have. Whatever I will see, whatever I will experience, wherever I will go, whomever I will interact with, I will need His Holy Spirit in 2021. What a blessed place to be, church. Just what a blessed place to be, to know that God places us where we are supposed to be. Think about this. Just think about this. God knew that I was going to be in the last room, a patient first, laying on my back with my pants halfway down the side of my waist, with 2 knots in my rear end, knowing that He was going to go there and meet me there and have conversation with me. He knew it. What a blessed place to be, to know that God knows exactly what tomorrow holds, that God knows when our breakthrough is coming. That no matter how sure I am of myself and my abilities, I need the leading of Jesus Christ in my life. I just want to share a little bit about something about snowboarding. I love snowboarding. So I've been doing snowboarding since about 1999. You guys can play this video. It's just me up at, this is me up at Wintergreen a couple years ago, just snowboarding with a couple of my buddies. And guys, listen, here's the thing. Is that I've been doing it for years. I've done it now, like I said, since 99. I'm experienced. I know what I'm doing. I've done the snow parks. I've done the jumps. I go over the sleds. I've hurt myself. I've had concussions. I've separated my shoulder. My wife will tell me every time that I go snowboarding, she'll say, if you get hurt, don't come home because I'm not taking care of you. Now, I know she will, and she does. She always takes care of me. But what she's letting me know is don't be stupid. You know what I mean? Okay, so I know what I'm doing. So one year we were up in Tahoe. Tahoe is surrounded by mountains, and they're all beautiful. They all have great views of the lake. It's one of the most beautiful places on earth. And I was at this resort called Homewood with some buddies, and we were snowboarding. We had come down off of this great run. We were on like a blue at the end, kind of coming down to the lift. And we started doing these things that we kind of called like helicopters. And what you do is you go from front edge to side edge to back edge to that. So you're just helicoptering, but you're hitting all your edges. And it's kind of a cool experience. And we're all doing it. All, you know, six of us are doing it. Well, we get to the bottom of the run. And so you have to have enough speed to get to the lift. So we just pointed our boards downhill and we're flying. So I go and I catch up with this guy. And I hadn't even got 3 words in my mouth. I just said something like, hey, dude, did you? And the next thing I know, I am shoulder into the snow, hit my side of my head. I'd separated my shoulder, a severe concussion on the left side. In an instant, guys, I've been snowboarding for years, but just in a moment of distraction, the next thing you know, I'm being carried down by ski patrol and being sent to the hospital. Here's the thought. No matter how confident I am in myself, I need God's leading. 2021 is going to be its own year. How big? How great will it be? How challenging? How blessed? How good or bad? I don't know. But what I believe the Word of God has for every believer and in every church in this area is this. Do not try to do 2021 without my Holy Spirit. God is not concerned about how long we've been a believer. Doesn't care how many Bibles that you have. Doesn't care about your education or the experiences that we have, or the experience we have. God is saying, let me lead you to your breakthrough. Let me lead you through your breakthrough. And King David understood this. Did he make mistakes? Guys, listen, I'm just going to ask you. Do we know that King David made mistakes? Absolutely. But he understood where his strength came from. He understood the importance of being Spirit-led. He understood that he couldn't do it all on his own. So I just want to go through four quick thoughts from what I believe God's word is saying to us concerning breakthrough this year. The first thought is this, and we already kind of looked at him at the front, and this is that we have been established by God himself. Let's read that scripture one more time in 1 Corinthians 14, 1 and 2. It says, and Hiram, king of Soar, sent messengers to David, cedar trees, and also masons and carpenters to build a house for him. And David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, and that his kingdom was highly exalted for the sake of his people, Israel. Guys, if you look at the word established, and you go and you look at that scripture in different translations, one of the other words that they use a lot is the word confirmed. If you look up confirmed in the Hebrew, the word is kun, K-U-W-N, which means to be firm, to be stable, to be established. But as I studied it more, what really caught my attention were these thoughts right here. It said that you are being prepared, that you are ready for what God is going to bring your way. And that's a big thing because, listen, there's something about when God is preparing you for a breakthrough. We know what it is. We know we're praying for it. We know that we're looking for God to come in and help us and make a way for us to go through this breakthrough. But what happens is that when we know that we're established, and this is what King David had figured out, that it was God who established him. It was God who confirmed him. So if when that happens in our lives, then what we can also know is this, is that we're also ready for what God has for us. That he's going to take us through and that we're going to be ready for it. King David knew two things, and this is it. He knew the Lord established him. He knew God had called him and made him ready to rule over Israel. The second thing he knew was that he knew that his kingdom was highly exalted for the sake of God's people. David knew that God wanted to use him. Now check this out. Sometimes we'll read that scripture and we'll kind of move right past it, but God wanted to use him to channel his blessing to his people. Everybody catch that? He wanted to use David as like this tool to bring, to take the blessing to his people. It is God who establishes us. I'm going to bring this up again because I think it's important. I think it goes with this, is that when we talked about oaks of righteousness, I'm going to read that scripture for you one more time. And it's found in Isaiah 61, 3, and it says this, and they will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of what? His splendor. It's not about us. God is going to use us, you and me, to be a blessing, to bless those who need Christ, to be a blessing to his people. And so I would say this, that you ask God to lead you, to be Spirit-led, to be established, made ready to be a vessel of blessing to his people. Praise God. To be put on display for all to see that God has established you, that my God is the God of breakthrough. Amen. God may put us in positions of authority and influence through this. Not for our own sake or for our own worthiness, but that we will be this vessel to be used for people, a blessing to them, building them up. Not one step in 2021 without the leading of his Holy Spirit. Amen? Here's the second thought, that we are always, everybody say always, always on the enemy's radar. Here we are in 1 Corinthians 14, 8 now. It says, now when the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over all Israel, it says that all, everybody say all the Philistines, all of them went to search for David. I don't know if you guys are really like caught that in the scripture when you read it, but it's that all of them. The Philistines had just heard that David is now the king of Israel. In fact, that he is the anointed king. And they haven't forgotten what he did to their champion Goliath at Elah Valley. They haven't forgotten it. Their hearts were filled with such a rage that they were all to go and find David and destroy him. Again, here's the verse. All the Philistines went up to search for David. In between my sophomore and junior year in high school, let me just say this. Before my sophomore year of high school and through the summer of before my junior year, I lived in a city in Oklahoma, or it was a town, called Bristow, Oklahoma. You probably don't know anything about that. It's a little bit south of Tulsa, It's in the Guinness World Book of Records, or it was, for like the most brick streets of a town or whatever. We had like 6,000 people there. I just had a conversation with Lori on Friday night that it was a blessing for me to be there for a year because I didn't have to worry about dating girls because they were rough. I'm just going to say, I remember the first baseball game I went to, I turned around and these girls were sitting up, and I was like, who are they? And they go, oh, that's the cheerleaders. And I looked again, because I double took, and they were all up there chewing tobacco. I'm not kidding. So I didn't date anybody. So anyway, I'm in Bristow playing basketball for them. And when we finished that year, we went into a summer league where we play all the teams that we will play and even some that are non-conference and stuff. But we just like a summer pre-schedule. Well, the second game of that summer season, I scored 28 points. I had a big game. That's before three-point line, so I made a lot of baskets. It was just a great game for me. Well, guys, listen, we won the game. We went back to Bristow. 6 weeks, 7 weeks later, we go back, and we're playing them at their court. And so we're watching the JV play, and I got to use the restroom, so I get up to go to the locker room, which was ours. And I go in there, and all of a sudden, I'm followed in by four other players that I played 6 or 7 weeks ago. And they grab me by my uniform and jersey, and just slam me up into the lockers. And they're just talking all kinds of stuff and yelling at me and, you know, whatever, and roughing me up and whatever. And guys, the whole time that was going on, they were trying to distract me before the game. That's what I knew was going to happen here. But for some reason in my heart and in my head, I sat there and I was already thinking, they've already lost this game. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? It's like it's already done. I come walking out, you know, I'm all kind of disheveled and everything, and three of our seniors, which are these, I was 6 foot at the time, they were huge. And they saw the, anyway, they went, it was just, they roughed them up in the whole thing. But here's the thing, guys, that when you are anointed, not that I was anointed for basketball. That was just a thing of where it's more of a story of the enemy. They were just so angry they couldn't wait to see me again so that they could do that. King David is anointed king of Israel. Philistines have heard the story that he is the man. This is the man that took down their champion, and they cannot wait to get their hands on him. When you are anointed, when God establishes you, trust me, that as soon as the enemy becomes aware that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is on your life, that the anointing of Jesus Christ is leading your way, and that the God of who is Elohim, who is Yahweh, is the Lord of your lives, trust me, you're going to be on the enemy's radar. And they will come after you, and they will come after you to try to distract you and to get you out of what God wants for you. So I would say this, ask God to anoint you for 2021. Physically, with your mouth, using your vocal cords, say, God, I'm asking you to anoint my life for 2021. Ask him to establish you, to be a blessing to others, to know that the enemy will search with you. Know this. They're going to try to mess with God's plans for you. But here's the beauty of it. But their plans will not succeed. Know that their plans are not going to succeed. We serve the Lord of the breakthrough. Third thought, we must, everybody say must. We must be Spirit-led. 1 Chronicles 14, 8-11. And David heard of it, went out against them. The Philistines went and made a raid on the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said to him, go up, for I will deliver them into your hand. So they went up to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there. Leave that scripture up just for a second here. Guys, if you look at that word Rephaim, Rephaim in Hebrew is giants. So when he went to go battle them, they were actually setting up a raid. They wanted to do this battle in the Valley of the Giants. Sounds like a TV show. Valley of the Giants, that's where it was supposed to take place. I'm not sure where God is going to call us to face our giants. I can't tell you this year where God is going to tell you where this battle is going to take place. But no matter where the battle is, he has gone before us, listen to me, that we are spirit-led and we will defeat the enemy's plans against us. But here's the most important thought regarding being spirit-led, and it's found in verse 10, and it says this, and David inquired of God before he ever took one step. He was going. He knew that he could not do this without the Spirit of God going out before him. David is, remember, here's his qualifications. He's got experience. He is a warrior. He knows how to fight. He's experienced victories after victories. On paper, he is more than qualified and experienced to do this on his own. But his next move would not happen unless he knew God was in this. So here's my thought for you guys to take home. Spirit-led lives experience breakthrough. I'm actually out of shape, not speaking in a month, you guys. I'm having a tough time here. Even in the lowest of lows, even when we're stuck in the middle of our mess, his Spirit will meet us and lead us out of our circumstances if we will call on him. Amen? Do not take another step. Don't go another day without asking God to lead you by his Spirit. I would pray this, you guys. Jesus, I want your Spirit to control my day, my mind, my heart, and my purpose. I'm going to give you that quick prayer one more time. Jesus, I want your Spirit to control my day, my mind, my heart, and my purpose. I won't move without you. Amen? And the fourth and final thought, this is a proclamation. We will, amen, experience breakthrough in 2021. We as a church actually need to experience breakthrough. Amen? Come on, let's put our hands together for God. We need this. 1 Chronicles, let's go back to it, 14, 8 through 11, it says that the Lord said to him, go up, for I will deliver you them into your hand. So they went up to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there. And David said, God has broken through my enemies by my hand like a breakthrough of water. Therefore, they called the name of that place Baal Perazim. Guys, if you look up Baal Perazim in other translations, you're going to see it as this way. That he is the Lord of the breaks, the possessor of breaches. And I love how the message says it, that he's the Lord of explosion. That's what I pray for you, that God's Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, that the Holy Spirit would explode through you. That as you're walking your daily life out, that the people around you, that if they're in your circle, that if they work with you, friendships, playing basketball on the court, that his Spirit is exploding through you and that you're being a blessing to them because of it. Can you imagine that happening? That you just know that this is the day that the Lord is going to explode through me to touch somebody else's lives. Can you imagine what your 2021 would look like if the Spirit of God was consistently exploding through your life? Guys, this is what you have, healings. You have victories. We have restored marriages just exploding throughout our church. That we have deliverances from pornography, substance abuse, depression, enemies' footholds on our lives. That we would walk through double blessing. Double blessing. Prodigals returning home. Pure minds and pure hearts. Experiencing joy and living our days in hope. And as Lori said in her message, being able to have the strength to go the second mile. Praise God. As long as Israel followed God's leading, they experienced victory. We know that in the Word. We've read it. We've seen it. And King David recognized this. He recognized the breakthrough that God had brought them through. 1 Chronicles 14, 11, this is the English Standard Version. It says, God has broken through my enemies by my hand like a bursting flood. God had broken through. He had broken through the defenses of his enemies like rushing water exploding through a blockage. The worship team wants to come on back up. I'm going to close this and wrap it up. And I've got some questions for you just real quickly. You know, will we face tough days in 2021? You know, are our specific families going to go through something that's going to be hard to go through in 2021? Will there be moments where we feel outnumbered and possibly overwhelmed? Will there be times when I'm afraid and discouraged or filled with doubt and worry? I don't know. But if so, remember who you are. Remember who you serve. King David had figured this out. Our God is the Lord of breakthroughs. And just a quick recap of what God's word is pointing us to. We have been established. We have been prepared, and we are ready to be a blessing. That we are on the enemy's radar because you are anointed, because God has established you. The enemy will always search for you, but, guys, but their plans will not succeed in the name of Jesus. We must be spirit and God-led. Spirit-led lives experience breakthrough. Then you be able to say this, and I want you to be able to say this year, I will not move unless the Lord goes before me. Amen? And then lastly, we will experience breakthrough in 2021. As long as we follow God's leading, we will experience breakthrough and victory. As I said, in our homes, in our finances, whatever you look at, whatever it is, if the Spirit goes before you, we will experience breakthrough. Romans 8:14 says, for all, everybody say all. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons, and I put daughters in there because I like it. Sons and daughters of God. We are his children. He will never leave or forsake us. And our breakthroughs are coming. And 2021 is the year of breakthrough. This is what I'm hearing from the Lord. And this is what I choose to believe. I am choosing to stand on this. I'm choosing to be spirit-led. I am looking to God for my next breakthrough. And this is my last. I just want to look at it one more time. This is the message version of 1 Chronicles 14:11. It says this: God exploded my enemies as water explodes from a burst pipe. Come on, man. Is that good or what? He explodes my enemies like water coming from a burst pipe. Heavenly Father, thank you. God, thank you for healing my body. God, thank you that you're with those right now that are suffering with this sickness. God, thank you that you're with the families who have lost people that are close to them to this sickness. But God, you've talked to me, you've shown me this, that we as a church, we as individuals, we as families, You're asking us not to take another step unless we are spirit-led. There are people that are sitting in this room right now, God, that need a fresh touch of your spirit, that need to experience what King David experienced, that they would be anointed and established. Father God, that we might have those that are sitting in here that are being tormented in mind, in heart, those that are addicted to things that we just should not be addicted to. Spirit-led. Lead us, God. Lead us to and through our breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. With every head bowed and eye closed, if you're here this morning, you say, Pastor Matt, I need a breakthrough this year. I already know what it is. I already know what I want to ask God for, but I need this breakthrough in my life. Just lift your hand very quickly. Yes, yes, throughout this place. Father, as they lifted their hands, I'm praying right now, and I want everybody in this room, everybody just to repeat this with me. Just say this with me. Father God, lead me. I need your Holy Spirit. I want to be led. You know what my breakthrough is. And I want you to go before me. I want you to explode through me. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that the enemy's plans will not succeed against me. My breakthrough will come from the God of breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus, and let the church say amen. Come on, can we give the Lord a hand of